Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Royal Bluette show. I pray that everybody is in good health, in good situations in life, that life is treating you well as much as expected. And again, good evening for getting on with us tonight. I want to thank Elder Oliver for his platform of Chaos Blog Talk Radio. He's helping many people out, churches, personal speakers, just giving everybody a platform who wish to say something that is good. Sometimes controversial, but controversy helps us in our lives most times. So again, thank you, Elder Oliver, for this platform. I really appreciate it. And I thank God for my family that is on. I thank God for taking care of all of us and keeping us in a certain state of mind to at least try to please him. So before we start, I want to read the scripture first, as we always do. Our subject tonight, I believe, is purpose, that my family agreed on would be the subject. So I want to read this this scripture right quick. It's only a couple, two or three verses, coming out of Proverbs chapter 4. Starting at verse 1, and it says, "Hear, ye children, the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also, and said unto me, Let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee." Last verse, verse 7, of Proverbs 4, verse 7. "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, getting understanding." Getting understanding. Amen. So again, I just wanted to open us up tonight for the Bluehead family. My wife and my kids are going to pretty much take it from here. And my oldest son, Victor Jr., we call him Tuffy, he'll be hosting throughout the program. So at this time, I turn it over into your hands, Tuffy. It's on you, sir.
Hey, how are y'all doing today? We're going to start off with a prayer. I think Vanessa's going to start off with that prayer, and we're going to get started.
Yes. Good evening. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, God, for another day. Thank you, God, for life, hope, and strength. Thank you, God, for allowing us all to come together and amplify you and amplify love and just to get closer to you, God, and become more aligned with who we're supposed to be and who you see us as. Thank you, God, for just bringing us all here together. Thank you for every listener. Thank you for my family. Thank you for Elder Oliver and his family. Just thank you, God, for new opportunities to grow and to become better. Please forgive us for anything wrong we may have said or done to anybody or to you or to ourselves. Please help us to grow and be better. Tonight, I pray and ask you for you to get us out of the way. You flow through us to speak to your people, God. I pray that you decrease us so that you can increase. And I thank you in advance for the lives that will be touched. I thank you in advance for the power that will flow through this episode, through this, through this show. And thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
All right, tonight our first topic is going to be purpose. And I'm going to elaborate on what that means to us individually. I'm going to start off by saying that purpose can be looked at from a lot of point of views, but I'm going to speak on it from a personal point of view, like what purpose means to you as a from a personal standpoint. I think it's purpose is like the reason why you exist when it comes to you personally. That's what I believe. It's finding your reason why you're here. And it's, I feel like that's a good way to put it, because I feel like once you really figure out who you are in life, as far as get on the right track, not even knowing your purpose yet, but just getting on the right track as far as trying to be a better you personally, I feel like that's when your purpose just comes naturally. Some people are blessed with knowing their purpose since birth, or blessed enough to even have a grandparent or a parent to see the purpose in them. But it's all based off of you personally, on your specific purpose. Everybody has a different purpose in life and why you're here. And I feel like once you find that specific purpose that's for you, I feel like that's when life really makes sense. And, you know, that's my definition of purpose. So if anybody else has any type of input on what they think purpose is, I could go ahead and talk about it, and I'll piggyback off of it.
Yeah, I just looked up the definition just on Google to see what it said, and it said exactly what you said as far as it says the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. So it's exactly what you said, just the reason why you are here on Earth, because, you know, we're all different people. It's billions and billions and billions and billions of human beings just in history, you know what I'm saying? And everybody served a different purpose on this Earth. So, you know, there's a reason for your life. There's a reason. You're strategically created. Every single person on this earth is handcrafted by God. Before you were formed, your life is already written. So there has to be a reason for it. And that reason is what ignites you, you know, to live and to keep going. And it gives you motivation, keeps you grounded when you know why you're here and your reason, you know, for just existing alone. And I feel like you can find your purpose through, like, you know, every day. Just day-to-day, it doesn't have to be like a sit-down, you're at a desk, and you're like, okay, pencil and paper, what is my purpose? You get what I'm saying? I feel like as you grow with God and grow within yourself to get more aligned with God and with who you're supposed to, who God sees you as, that is when purpose starts to just flow into your life by you doing day-to-day things, and you're realizing, okay, I like this. I really enjoy when I do this. There's no effort in when I do this. You get what I'm saying? Because you're starting to fall in love with life and your day-to-day activities and what God places in your life. You know, when you ask him, God, order my steps today, or God, what do you want me to do today? Or God, please place people in my life today to, you know, things like that. You're at the right place at the right time when you're aligned with God and with who God wants you to be. So I feel like that is when your purpose comes into play in your life, is when you want better and you want to grow and you want to, you know, become a better person. And like I said, it's not like a sit. I mean, like he said, like my brother said, sometimes people just know, you know, and then it's not like a, oh, let me sit down and really focus on, okay, what can my purpose be? Maybe that could work for you and you realize, okay, I like to do this, I like to do this, or I find joy in this, I find joy in that. You know, maybe that is the case, but not for everybody it will come that easy. So, like, you know, just going through day-to-day life and becoming more aligned with God, I feel like you begin to fall in love with certain things in life, and it feels good to you. And I feel like that's how you can start and begin to find your purpose.
That was good. Anybody else have any input? on what they think purpose is and what it means to them.
Well, you guys pretty much summed it up. I was just fortunate enough to, I didn't know my purpose at the time, but everything started falling into in line with my purpose once I got saved, I should say. Once I start going to church, once I start getting a relationship with God, it really helped. I already had my purpose. I mean, I already was doing my purpose, but didn't know it was my purpose. Does that make sense? I was just doing something because I enjoyed doing it. And then I would go to something else, and I was always drawn back to that one thing. And I would do something else, and I was drawn back to that one thing. And nothing else. I made a lot of money doing other things, but my purpose kept drawing me back, not really making no money at all. Relying on my sister, relying on my husband, and not relying on my brother to call my hobby. But once I realized this is my purpose, it was like, okay. My husband was like, well, Ricky, if God calls you to do this, then you're going to have to step out of, I mean, I can't fund your project anymore. And with me going back to what I felt was my purpose, I had to rely on God. I was like, okay, God, this is what I feel, that this is what you want me to do. And I had a strong, with no money, no anything. And like I said, my husband and my brother and my sisters were funding me. I had to call my sister. She was giving me an allotment every month. And I had to call her, stepping out on faith, not knowing what was getting ready to happen. I was just trying to encourage somebody. Your gift will make room for you. Yes, I was relying on others to help me in the beginning, but once my husband pulled back and said that he couldn't do it anymore, if this is what God called you to do, then you need to start making some money. So God allowed me to, he told me clearly, call your sister and cut off the funds. Tell her don't send you any more allotments. Either you're going to trust me or you're not. And being not really knowing, the devil is a liar. I'm not ready to know. The devil had nothing to do with it. God was, it was the same voice that told me to step out. So I know it wasn't the devil, but we try to blame the devil when it don't feel good. But my purpose, I knew this was my purpose. I knew this was what God told me to do. And I called my sister. I said, Tony, I said, God told me to tell you to stop the allotment. She said, Ricky, are you sure? I said, yes, I'm sure. She said, no, I'm not going to do that. I said, no, God told me to tell you. Don't give me no more money. So once she did that, things just start happening. And your purpose, your gift will make room for you. Okay? Your gift will make room for you. But you have to know that once you know and you keep being drawn back to the same thing, and you enjoy doing it, even if you're doing it for free. I was only making $3,000 a year per individual that I was taking care of. $3,000 a year. And I had a building that was like $1,500 a month. This was in 2009. And when God told me this, and it was like, this is it. This is my purpose. And we've been thriving ever since. And just to encourage anybody, once you find your purpose, if you don't know your purpose, what are you drawn back to? When you're making money and you're out there making all of this money, but you're drawn back to something that's really not making any money, and you go back out making some more money and you come back to that one thing, that might be your purpose. Ask God. And I wrote down a scripture about what does God say about it? Ask God. Put God in it. Let this, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I know this is what you told me to do. Can you please give me clarity? Can you send somebody? You can be specific with God. If you pay my rent this month, somebody across the street, an Indian, it was their time to their harvest time to come over I think their religion, a certain time of the year, they have to give back. These people knocked on my door and gave me a $2,000 check. I'm like, wow, God will prove himself. If you ask, put God in whatever you're doing. If you put Jesus first and put, keep him first in your life, he will show you your purpose. You want to, but we want things, but we don't want to invest in us. Anyway, that's another subject. But anyway, the purpose, that's what I want to talk about on purpose. Just be intentional. Ask God, put God in it. Father God, just in the name of Jesus, just act, just show me. You know, he'll show you. He'll show you. But keep him first and ask him and make sure he's in what you're doing.
That's a good example. And to piggyback off that, I think that she had touched on it. My mother had touched on it and said that it's something that you're willing to do for free, and that's something that I wanted to touch on myself. When you find your purpose, it don't matter if you get paid the most you've ever got paid in life, and you get knocked right back down. If you're willing to still do that and still go down that same route, which is what you did to get to that peak and to get knocked right back down to ground zero, and you still have love for it, I feel like that's a good sign that might be your purpose. So that's I just wanted to piggyback on what my mother said. But anybody else have anything to say?
I wanted to also piggyback. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I wanted to piggyback off of Mommy when she said, she didn't know that it was her purpose, but it was something that she was doing her whole life and she loved to do her whole life. That's how strategic God is, though, because like that was like the point I made of God. He created us, like, our life is already written before we're even here. So, like, things align in your life to go exactly with your purpose, if that makes sense. Like, how she's saying, like, this is something she was just doing her whole life, and then she just found out, okay, this goes exactly with my purpose. So it's like, yeah, I just wanted to say how, like, everything is strategic in our life. That's how we know that we're all handcrafted by God. It's like, how did this line up with this, and this happened 5, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. How does this align with me right now? It's just that shows you how we all have purpose and we're all handcrafted and you're here on this earth for a reason.
All right. Well, I just want to say, I mean, I feel like purpose is like the impact you have on in your life, like, because everything is a cause and effect, so everything we do has an effect. So I feel like purpose is, yes, like the impact you have in your life, which is what you do now. Yeah, that's pretty much what I feel like purpose is. But they basically said it, dealing with something you can wake up in the morning and do without, you know, no problem or no second guessing or, you know, stuff like that. Or like my brother said, something you can do where it knocks you back to ground zero and you have to restart, you know, stuff like that. Of course, you have hate, love, relationship for everything. But, I mean, for, like, a lot of things. But, you know, I just feel like purpose is basically the impact you have. Certain people have impacts in different way in different areas of people's life, you know, stuff like that. So depending on what you do in life, you leave in life.
You got anything to say, Asha or Dad or Sheila?
If not, I have a question. Well, as, like, being a great mom, or do y'all think it, like, has to be something, you know, like, a different purpose, or, like, being a great mom or being a great teacher, you know, like, something like that. Do y'all think that that could be purpose, or?
Yeah, because that can push you to, like those same attributes that take you to feel like your purpose is being a great mom or a great teacher or a great something at something. It'll push you to explore and do other things with those same attributes. Like, he wouldn't have been able to do those other attributes if he weren't solely what you just said.
Mm-hmm. So that was a question that you asked. We have some, just think about it as, or think at it, a good teacher and a bad teacher. Some people are just gifted to teach. You know, you can be great where you are. You don't have to be great somewhere. I mean, you can, wherever you are, either it's being a parent or a nail tech, it doesn't matter. Purpose is purpose. It don't matter, you know, if everybody was doing one thing, being their purpose was one thing. Everybody was a teacher, you know, a great teacher or a great hamburger flipper or whatever. This world wouldn't be so diverse. It wouldn't be realistic. So you could be great or on purpose with anything that you do. It doesn't matter what it is.
I think a key point in purpose is giving back, like giving. I think that's a key point in purpose is you giving.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's why I said purpose has to do with impact, because purpose is, the impact is the other side of the purpose. See, if I have a good father, or whatever the case may be, if my father's purpose was to be a good father, the impact, I'm the impact. You see what I'm saying? Or it impacted me, so it's, that's basically what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good example. You got anything, Dad, or Sheila, or Asha?
I will say everything, a lot of things that you guys are saying is having me just go crazy in my Bible of scriptures to apply to a lot of stuff y'all said. But I do want to, like my wife was saying, and going back and forth until she just believed God and asked God to reveal it and show her. We go through a lot of things in life trying to find our so-called self, right? And our self can be properly named as purpose. So before God knew us in the womb, he already created us for a purpose, and the main purpose is his will in helping others, like I think somebody mentioned. But I want to read this one scripture that came to mind with a lot of things you guys were saying. It's in Romans 8 at verse 28, and it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to more, for whom he did foreknew, he did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." Last verse. "Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified." So our main purpose is the will of God, but we growing up, we have a lot of difficulties finding our purpose, and it could be based on a lot of influences in our life. So there is a purpose for a good mother. There is a purpose for a good father. There is a purpose for good children, right, so that you guys can imitate us and take it even further. But like Pasha said, my youngest son, when he mentioned me and his mom, as far as influence, we should be influencing y'all as well as other parents to their children on how we are, but influence you to even take it further to be even better. that you were taught by. But great conversation so far, guys. Great conversation. That's all I had right now.
Okay, closing up on the last couple minutes. We're halfway through. Do y'all care to share if you do know your purpose? That way it can be an example of other people about how simple it could be or what it can be.
Well, mine is a servant. I'm here to serve others on whatever okay. whatever level it is. I'm here to serve and to help others thrive and stir up the gifts in others.
Okay. Do y'all know y'all purpose, Vanessa and Pasa?
I'm figuring out my purpose, but as I'm figuring it out, well, I mean, I feel like I know it, but I think I'm trying to find the label for it. So right now, the label I have for it is to inspire. I don't see myself as like a necessarily like a teacher or like a, I don't know. It's like to just inspire. I think that's my purpose, is to just walk my walk with God and just inspire people as I go to build a connection with Him too. That's what I feel like my purpose on this earth is.
Okay.
So to lead people to Christ.
Basically, yeah, and to show, yeah, through my walk and show like just how, like, even with me just traveling or just living my life, but including God in my daily, I think that's my purpose, is to inspire as I just go through my walk. And I have, you know, my inspirational page, Vent Break. I've created a platform to do that openly so that everybody can be inspired by my walk with God. Yeah, so I feel like that's my purpose. And I'm walking in it by creating that page and creating, not even just a page, I now have made it an organization, so that it can be, you know, just take it to the next step of inspiring.
Amen.
Okay. You got something, Pa?
I say, basically, for the things that I'm about to do and what's coming, I feel like my life is like it's a testimony, you know, and so for other people. But you know, a lot of people don't listen to you when you don't have the results, you know. So you know, I have some things about to go on, and all of it is just a testimony from situations that I've been in, where I've came from, you know, stuff like that, and believing in Jesus Christ. Because I don't know if you guys know, I did 6 years in prison. Now, throughout the time, like, a lot of the times, it really didn't have anything to do with God, you know. But I told myself one day, like, things, I'm going to make it short, but things were getting bad, a lot of stuff, fights, stabbing stuff, and there was a lot of stuff going on. And I called my mom because I was not getting the proper care for myself and stuff was happening medically. So she just told me they couldn't do anything for me because I'm in prison, you know. So my brother, my mother just told me to just pray about it. So I prayed one time in like a year. I said I was going to try it out. I feel like I still owe Jesus for this, but I tried it out. I prayed, you know, that I give my life back to Jesus, you know, stuff like that. You just get me out of the situation. And I don't know how, literally the next day they came to me, the officer was like, be quiet, but they're letting you out next week. So, you know, I'm kind of scared to ask God what my purpose is, you know, because I feel like I know He's going to give me answers and stuff like that, but I kind of know what it is, you know, once I get the platforms of the stuff that I have coming in about summertime, so.
Amen. Yes.
Right.
Yes,
God. Okay, you've got a real purpose, my God. So
yeah, I have
found
a similar purpose.
So,
well, yeah, go ahead, Mom.
Real quick, I just want to ask him. Kind of talk in your phone. So, you found your purpose doing 6 years in prison and hadn't prayed or asked God for anything up until that point.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
So, but when you pray, when you finally gave your life to Christ in prison, doing 6 years, the next day they came and told you you was going to get out of prison in a week.
Yeah. And I had no release. I had no type of date, no nothing.
Wow.
I just said I was gonna try it out, you know, and I said I was gonna give my life. I did that though, but that's just trying it out, you see.
So wait.
Hold on. Oh my God. If you just try Jesus, that's to everybody out there. If you just try him, if you just try him, you don't even have to have the faith when you ask. Just try him. Because, see, all things work together for them that love the Lord. It don't matter where you at. There's a lot of people right now that will not come to Jesus because they think they have to get their stuff in order first. But you can come to Jesus just as you are. And in the situation that you was in, Pastor, you know how you got there. You know the things that have been going on, whatever. But when you try, oh, man. Yeah, just try.
Like the whole time I was there, you know, doing bad in a bad environment, everything's good. So it got down to my last month I was in there, I just tried to do good, and that's when I got in the most fights in a month that I ever got in. But once, you know, that's just doing good. You see what I'm saying? But once I prayed about it, you know, that's when. I still couldn't believe it until I told myself I wasn't going to believe until they opened the door and let me out the door. You see what I'm saying? Because I heard that plenty of times, you know. But
yeah, I think it was in that last week you was in that situation. I'm a witness to that because he was on the phone, and he was at that point where it was like, I'm finna be like, whoever is stepping in front of me, guard or no guard, They're, you know what I mean? They're going to feel what I feel. So he was at that point talking to me and my mom. And then this is that point where he's talking about where he prayed about it. That's all that was left to do. It was either pray about it or snap. And then he prayed about it. And then the next day, that's when he got the information. And when he called me the first time he called me after the last time I talked to him about him going through things, right before that prayer, like, he called me and he didn't say nothing for about 10 seconds. And then, you know, and he couldn't really talk. Like, it was like he had a whole bunch to say, but he wanted to say it in two words. Like, you know, so, yeah. That was a good moment in my life.
So God would let us try everything the way that we think we know how to do things, or he'll let you exhaust all your resources. He'll let you back yourself up against the wall until you would surrender. Look, throw your hands up. I surrender. I'm done. I'm done with this life. Jesus, take the wheel. He would do that. I can't wait for your purpose to. I can't wait. I can't. The world they in trouble. I can't wait to see your purpose.
Yeah, I think his prayer got expedited. I think that was like expedited overnight. It wasn't that 5 to 7 day shipping days.
Okay.
But I'm gonna close it out by saying, you know, my purpose is similar to my sister Vanessa's. It's basically to inspire, and to let other people know around me that don't see the light, to let them know what it takes to get to that point where, you, like, you're rising above what's happening around you. And I learned my purpose. I don't know if y'all was listening last week. It was either last week or the week before where I was talking about in a dark place for about 2 years. I actually learned my purpose, similar to my brother. I learned my purpose probably in one of the lowest points I've ever been, because there wasn't nothing else to think about. There wasn't nothing else to think about, but just nothing but brighter things to think about. Because when you're at your lowest point in life, you can't get any lower because it's your lowest. So you have no choice but to think, even if it's a little bit better than what you're thinking, it's better. So, yeah, but my purpose, yeah, I'm summing it up by saying my purpose is basically just letting other people know if you want to stop at a half a mile, that's not where, you know what I mean? Like, you could go to a mile. You never know what's at that mile mark if you're stopping at a half a mile. Basically, like, if you're digging for something, it's like the moment you stop digging or whatever you was trying to find it, like, it might have took one or two more shovel, like full dirt to shovel. So, but we're going to go to our next subject. Our next subject is success. What does success mean to us? And yeah, it's a really touchy one right there. But I just think success is when, like, once again, personal success, because there's a couple ways that could go too. But just personal success is more so like you don't even have to have all that you want in life. But success could be something as simple as I woke up this morning and I'm still healthy. That's how simple it is for me. Success is when I can actually get up out of my bed and I have toothpaste, or I have toilet tissue, or I have soap for my washcloth. And once you, I think me personally, because this is more so my opinion, but I think in my mind, once you see the success in those things, those small things, anything else after that is going to be so great for you, because it's like you're appreciative of the very, very, very small things. Because a lot of people don't get to wake up. They weren't just, like, they didn't wake up successfully. They weren't able to, yeah, you woke up successfully, but you get into the edge of the bed, you can't successfully walk due to age or due to a condition or due to things like that. So that's my definition of success. It starts from the beginning with me. And, yeah, if anybody else want to talk, they can go ahead and talk, but that's my definition.
Well, my definition of success is how many people I help. My goal in life is to help as many people as I can, lead them to Christ, you know, show them how to live for Christ through my life, you know, and just living to help others, strong and fit, you know, so I can live this a long life to help others. So that's what success means to me. I mean, it is helping others and being healthy to do it and to stay healthy.
Success means to me, I guess, I guess I'll say I feel the most successful when I am aligned with God. And I say that because it trickles down into, like, other things, as far as, like, when I'm aligned with God, I feel like I'm enough. You know, I don't go into the comparing myself to others or to what I don't have or to who I used to be, or, you know, things like that. Because, like, that's why I say I'm aligned, when I'm aligned with God, because it just overflows into all areas of my life where I could feel defeated, or I feel like, you know, I'm not successful. I could be doing more. I could be working harder. But when I'm with in line with God, I know that I'm at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. Because, yeah, money, there's so many people that are rich with a whole bunch of money and they're still not full. You know, they're still not happy. They're still wanting more. They're still going through regular life stuff like we all do. So I feel like, yeah, when I'm being aligned, when I'm aligned with God, I feel the most successful because I feel like I am enough. I feel loved. I feel supported. I feel, you know, everything that I can feel. I feel full. I feel full, a spiritual full when I'm aligned with God, because then I feel aligned with myself.
Dig deep on that one. You got anything, Pa? Definition of success?
Yeah.
Or not even,
I mean,
the definition. Like, what is it? Like, what does it mean to you? It don't have to be the definition, but what does it mean to you?
I feel like success. It's like, becoming the person that you wanted or somewhat wanted to be, or like stuff like yeah, for me it's like me becoming the person that my, as a younger me, that I wanted to be. You see what I'm saying? And along with that, finding God and stuff like that, and walking in faith and stuff. I mean, walking with God and things like that, because that automatically leads to success. So that's what I feel like success is: staying true to like the younger person, like to the inner you, to the you who you are. You see what I'm saying? And yeah, and walking with God, that's success to me.
I like that. As far as like the younger version of you is proud of who you are now, like success, like your younger version can look at you now and like, you know, you did it, like, you know, like you doing it. Yeah, I like that. Becoming a person that your younger self can be proud of.
Like 10 years,
yeah.
10 years,
yeah.
10 years from now, this is how I envisioned it 10 years back. You see what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
Right, right.
Just within yourself, not worldly or like world stuff, just like within yourself.
What you got, Dad?
Man, y'all got some heavy stuff tonight. Those are, where do we start with purpose? And what was the second one?
What does success mean to you?
Success. Well, I will say,
yeah,
that
it's kind of hard.
Well, it's not hard for me to say it. It's not. But
no,
I have to start this.
No.
Huh?
No. I was saying it's kind of hard going last now, huh?
No, it's not at all, because I'll say this first. Both of my parents died at the age of 60, your grandparents, and I just wanted to at least see, age 61, and I have.
Okay.
So, and then listening to y'all and knowing y'all, how you grew up, what you've been through, and me having only two jobs in 35 years to help give y'all a foundation, a platform to spring off of, and what y'all have been through, what you challenged in your life, what you went through in your life, where you failed in your life, where you succeeded in your life, I feel I'm successful because I am so proud of each of you. All five of my kids and all five of my grandkids, and I wish we still had Sean here, that would give me six grandkids. but I am so proud of each and every one of you, including my wife and what she's doing for people, her business, employing y'all to have money and have a house. I see that success as just staying in the background while y'all do your thing. I am so proud of each of you. If God took my life tonight, I would be comfortable. If he took my life tonight and he only gave me one word, two words to say before he take it, I would say thank you. I would say thank you for all you've done to stabilize. And I appreciate each and every one of you. I think I have been successful because you guys are adults now. Man, you guys are adults. And I am most grateful. I'm satisfied. I'm done. I'm satisfied. Now, I make my wife mad because I give my kids what they want. They deserve it. Stay as you are. Keep going forward. Keep trying. And when you fail, that only makes room for success because you know what not to do. As long as I live, I will give you what you need to be more successful in what you're trying to do. Wow. That's where I've been at for the last few years. And then when Pastor got out of prison, it made it better. And I made sure to send him at least what was it, Tuffy, $60 to $70 every week of those 6 years. Every week.
Yep.
To make sure he wouldn't have to go ask nobody for nothing.
Yep.
But that's where I feel successful at. Not of me teaching, not of me doing anything else in my life. You guys are my success. And I see you. I see. When you see your success, it's totally different than saying you're successful and wanting somebody else to believe it. I see my success. And it's in, from my wife to my kids to my grandkids. That's what I see that I'm successful at.
All right. We got 10 minutes left. Anybody got anything to elaborate on from the first definition or the first meaning of purpose or anything about success?
Yeah. One, I want to say, Daddy, oh, I love you. I love you, Daddy. And two, I want to say, just to piggyback on, like, how dark times can help you find your purpose. Because there's only, if you're in a dark place, like you said, there's only light that can come from it. Just like, yeah, how Vent Break, that's the name of my organization I've created. It came from the depression I went through in college. I didn't want anybody to feel the way that I felt when I was, how I was feeling. So I created a platform to where people can vent openly in a community to where we can all help uplift that person. So, yeah, how you're finding your purpose or your reason or your motivation can definitely come from dark times because you have, like, there's no way to go but up, like Tuffy said, like, there's no way to go but up. So just seeking God and just seeking to want better or just to want more or just to get out of where you're at, not even just more or better, just to get out of where you are, just, you know, calling out to God and asking him to help you. And then from there, helping other people. That's, like I said, I feel like I'm here. So, yeah, how I found my purpose also through a dark time. So just to encourage anybody listening, if you are in a dark place and it's like, purpose, like, here we go again with that word, like, I don't know what my purpose is. I'm, you know how it can be when you're in a dark place. Just to encourage that light. Nothing else can come from this but light if you're at your darkest place. So, yeah, just to say that, yeah, your purpose can definitely come from a dark place.
I also want to piggyback off that. Like, a lot of times when people say a dark place, it don't always have to be negativity. Right? It's not a negative thing all the time. Like, maybe you just don't understand.
I feel like this is ground zero.
Yeah, it's like by being in a dark place, you just might not understand, and not just not understand, you don't understand anything. So now you're in like a slum. And it could be like a slum. So when we mention dark place, it's not always negativity and you're going, like you're just doing bad. You know, it's not always that. So sometimes it could be trying to figure out what it is, like just cutting everything off that was around you and what you were doing and just trying to start over. Like my brother said, just ground zero, just starting from scratch. So.
Yeah. The best teacher is pain.
Yep.
I'm not gonna say pain, but how do you put it? The best teacher is I guess that's what you can say.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
That's pain and failure.
Yeah. Sometimes going through a failure might be the best thing that ever happened to you.
Yeah. You learn lessons from everything.
Yeah, I mean, and that goes to just something like just to give an example. It's just, you know, some of the best athletes that ever walked this earth and the most successful athletes, they went through failure to get there. I never heard of an athlete just coming straight out the gate, just winning and never losing. Like one of the greats. So. This is an example on like another level. You can do what's going on, but you got anything, Mom?
I would advise you not to wait to find your purpose or when things are going bad. You see what I'm saying? Or when things aren't going your way. You see what I'm saying? Like, while you're working your job or while you're doing what you're doing, you still can find time to figure out what it is that you're supposed to be doing. You see what I'm saying? Not wait till something happens or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. And that could be an example of just taking 1 hour out of the day, just self-meditating and not even thinking about anything just for an hour. Just a self-meditation 1 hour a day or 30 minutes a day, even if it's 15 minutes a day. I think that would help you, like my brother said, help you try to figure out what your purpose is while you're in the midst of regular everyday life, not considering yourself in the hole or not considering yourself going through depression or not considering yourself in a dark place. It's everyday life. Like everything is like a normal day. Try to still seek it if you haven't found it. And, you know, and an example of that is probably just dedicating a little bit of time each day or every other day or a week just on just you. You know what I mean? So that was a good example.
I want to butt in to say, though, that Pasa made a great, great point. Tuffy, you made a great point. You know, so me and my wife, we have an empty nest, they call. You know, we don't have any more kids at home. But my wife's job or her business, you know, has her out running a lot, have the kids running a lot. And I'm at home a lot. And I work from home or I can work from my office. I can choose, you know, any day what to do. And it gives me a lot of time to think. It gives me a lot of time to consider my ways, how I'm doing, you know, my reaction, the reaction from y'all, how I'm doing, or any faults I may have now or any, you know, advantages I have now to make things right or to even make things better. So, like you said, we do have to sit down and consider our ways, meaning thinking about, you know, even at night before you lay down, think about what you did that day. Think about if you, you know, came across to somebody wrong or they just misunderstood you. Think about, you know, if God wakes you up in the morning to make that correction or to make things right with that person or the way you may have did something that day that you can do better. There's a funny thing about God, how he'll give you a different way of doing things. And if we seek him for his knowledge and his word, which is truth, if we abide in it, our purpose and our success will be genuine. So before we, you know, strike out to do something wrong, stop, consider. Think about yourself. Think about others. And as my wife always does, you know, sometimes we'll talk at night, you know, hey, how your day go? You know, she always says it was marvelous. It was great. It was, you know, the top side of success. And regardless of what she went through, that's her ending. I have seen her come home a little upset about something of that day. But if I ask her, how was your day? It was always marvelous. It was always good. It was always great, regardless of what she went through. So every testament we go through is a testimony. I think somebody mentioned earlier about you have to go through something to testify about it and tell others about it to encourage them. And that creates purpose. It creates success. But look, before we close, and I'll give it back to you, Tuffy, I do want to reiterate that my success has been reached. And I'm happy at seeing my wife, what she's doing, what y'all doing, and also seeing what you're capable of that you ain't doing yet. And I so appreciate y'all. I really do. And I'm proud of each and every one of you. Aja, Vanessa, Tuffy, Pasa, Jasmine, all my grandkids. I'm so proud of you. Now, we got a little work in DJ, but he can't help to go the right way. He can't help it. We just got to get him there by being an example, being a big brother to him. But I am so proud of y'all. I really am so proud of you guys. I really am. I'm done.
Well, I want to say that how proud I am of you, that we've never... I can say I've never had to pay a bill. We've never asked our kids to pay no bills or pay rent. They've never paid rent. They've never paid a bill. Not because we asked or you asked. You've always kept our lights on. We've always had something to eat. You know, and I just thank God for you, sweetie, for holding down the fort all these years and just showing us an example on what a good father and a good husband is. We never had to borrow. God is my witness. We have never had to borrow anything from anybody. Never. We never had to scheme or try to sell place or, you know, God has always provided. And through you, I thank God for you. I thank God for putting me with you to create this beautiful family of ours. Do we struggle? That's why we're on the radio, to let you guys know, through Jesus Christ, there's the only reason why we're still standing. Through Jesus Christ. I offer Christ to each and every one of you tonight. If you don't know Christ tonight, just ask God, Lord, come into my heart. I believe that you died on the third day and you rose from the dead. I accept you in my heart. Show me. Walk with me. I don't know. Show me what? Show me my purpose. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. Just ask them. It's nothing hard about it. It's ABC. Accept, believe, and confess. It's nothing hard about it. Will we mess up? Yes. Everybody on this radio tonight has messed up. Some been to prison. One got pregnant at 13. I mean, we jacked up. But through Christ, he straightened us up. And we still have work to do, but we're going to walk it out with y'all. We're going to share with you guys how we came out. And it's nothing hidden. This was not scripted. Nothing was scripted. We just tell each other the topic, and that's what we go on. We don't go over nothing. We don't rehearse nothing. We don't try to find out what each other gonna say. We don't do none of that. This is all live talk, real talk from the Royal Blues. And believe me, if Christ did it for us, he can do it for anybody, because we was jacked up. But that's all you have to do is accept him in your heart and believe. Accept, believe, and confess. That's it. He wants you to be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. You know your fault.
Say that. I know we have to know. But I joined a Bible study group, and then we have devotionals. And it was crazy that today the topic was the definition of success in my devotional group. And we created this topic of success last week. We said we were going to talk about this. So I just wanted to read the scripture that came along with the devotion. It's Colossians 1:10. It says, "That yea, my walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every work and increasing in the knowledge of God." It's basically saying that is what success is walking to the pleasing of God, being fruitful in everything that you do and increasing in the knowledge of God, knowing more about him, just like building that relationship and growing daily. So, yeah.
Well, that's all we got. Like I said, or like my mother said, none of this is scripted. If anybody's listening, we are not perfect. We're just strong-minded. So it might come off as a way that we might know all the answers, but we really don't. We really don't. We're human just like everybody else. We don't think that we're better than anybody. It just seems this way because we talk every day, all day. Like, we stay together, so it sounds good when we're all on the phone together. So, but I appreciate everybody for coming out, or not coming out, but listening to us on the radio. And I appreciate my family for being openly honest, not sugarcoating, just being raw, like raw information, uncut. So, yeah, I think everybody opened up pretty well tonight. And that's all I have. I appreciate everybody for coming and just listening to us. That's all I have.
Amen.
Hey, I do want to again thank Elder Oliver for the platform, KF Blog Talk Radio. His beautiful wife. This platform is very valuable to just spread some good news, some good conversations that can help somebody. And I do appreciate that, Elder Oliver, for the platform. Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus for my wife, my kids, my grandkids, my family. I thank you for the things you have planted in us that root has taken and that sprouting of the planting is coming about, that I could see the success in my wife and kids and how they're talking, what they're thinking, and what's right. So I think in the scripture I started off with is follow the laws of your father, and I appreciate that so much. I thank you, God, for those who are listening, that God would grant you blessings and most of your wishes. He already gives us what we need, but he'll also give us what we desire. Now, thank you for listening tonight. Hopefully next week we're all still here and we can have something else to go on. It'll be from my family, and it's the truth. And as my wife stated, it's unscripted. My son said it's unscripted. Thank God for letting us be open and being truthful that our past can propel our future and yours too. In the mighty name of Jesus, who has risen and sitting at the right hand of the God of God to be our advocate, our lawyer, that when we do mess up, he can lean over and whisper in his father's ear and say, I got them. They all right. I got them. It's because of Jesus that we still live. For if it was strictly for the Father, we would be gone. But thank you, and in the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
Good night.
All right.